All right, beautiful, 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 beautifulness to you all. PRQ, let's get some work done. God damn it. I'm the only one that can say that. You guys can say it, but it won't have the same meaning. Anyway, so fucking funny. I don't know how I do it. Anyway, let's do some PRQ time today. Just amazing. All of you sending in your submittals, do not stop. Just know that great opportunities to hear as long as I have your contact information. As you can see, I'm using BBS Radio to contact you. We're going around all the systems so that we can distribute some help, resources, etc. We're just watching your desires and your inspirations. And that is really, 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 really valuable for the ascension cycle and the planetary situation. Just keep submitting. Keep making BBS Radio your favorite friend. I know it's redundant. I know it's repetitive. But it's going to work out in the long run here, as long as we can contact you, because of the compartmentalization on planet Earth. Wherever you are in the world, please just keep submitting your projects. We got them, okay? We got all your projects. Now, and we also have tremendous amount of individuals and resources that want to help you with them. Just keep submitting. Don't worry about the white noise. Don't worry about unnecessary urgency. Don't worry that it's late or early. You don't have to worry about that. Just keep submitting. Okay? Just all the communication, it's getting to us. Don't doubt that it's not. Just keep it rolling. For the PRQ team, that's all I have to say. All right. People carrying the backpacks, the PRQ guys, where transmissions got stifled this week a couple times, so I want to make sure I get to you. I'm sorry, I have to speak in code. That's the best music I've ever heard. Of the geographies we're working on there for the patents PRQ team, if we stumble a little bit, we do really well, obviously, on some days, but this goes for Ron A. as well. The three locations where the dark have taken over should be getting pretty obvious. So where the nunnery is been a hidden little gem. So where the nunnery is their hidden gem. They don't want you to know about it. So forgive all the listeners that you're not going to understand what we're talking about. But so that dark area, we can displace very easily. They've kept it really quiet. So remember, so the Shaw is the heart of their network. Okay. And so they've used the other geographies as a little caveat. So Lopez is the sanctuary that they learned we were going to hide to and or love and be in great peace. Whereas the geography of San Juan, they took that over and now we're going to displace it. So that is for your ears, and only you would understand that. I'm so sorry, I have to talk cryptically. Thank you so much. If you were going to undermine the topic I'm going to start with before I take the calls again, if you were going to undermine American economics, how would you do it? Well, you do it through... They're just like perfect, aren't they? They're just so great. Yep, I'm in a jungle. So Roger, it's the only way I can stay safe. Seems to be. So when we look at how you undermine American economics, you actually create it. You build it up. You make it so it's something. You actually are so excited about being a millionaire. Look, everyone that has $1 million in the bank and is holding onto it, batshit crazy, just blithering idiots. Everyone's a millionaire is a batshit idiot. So they don't understand anything about life. They actually think a green piece of paper can measure their existence. It's just amazing that we would fall for this trap. And so when I look at undermining American economics, it actually populated the rest of the modern world. And the way you do it is by getting you excited about the fact that you own something, title, identity. I am this. I own something. It's the greatest trick ever you'll ever see. And so the more and more I can get you to buy something and sell something and buy something and sell something on a means of exchange that is just created before you're even born is just a beautiful trick. Beautiful trick. You can't actually measure the weight of gold. How much does gold cost? Because it's based on a fraudulent green piece of paper with a pyramid on it called black magic. You don't actually know what the weight of anything is. You don't know the scale of anything. You're actually on a planet that's 10 times bigger than you ever even knew. And I can't tell you it because you can't prove me, because no one's going to let you down there. So I want you to prove me. I want you to make me wrong every day I speak. Please do that, because I love you so much. I'm going to put my neck out, and I want to be the craziest dude ever. Not to be crazy. I'm showing you some opportunities. You want them, take them. If you don't, get rid of them. Let's get on to the calls. Let's keep her rolling here. Let's keep her rolling. I can't believe BBS Radio can tolerate this stuff I throw at them. They just keep coming and coming and coming. Keeps calling. What was that movie? Maybe it's Groundhog Day. Let's get rid of Groundhog Day is what I say. I don't know where to start, BBS Radio. I got so many people calling in. This is incredible. I think we're at Fiona from Australia. I think we're there. The power of intention, ability to overcome all. Fiona, are you there?
I'm here, Q. Beautiful to talk to you.
Fiona. I think ABBA did a song with Fiona, didn't they? No?
I'm not sure. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. What is your question today?
Perfect. Kim, my question is, we've heard a lot over the years about the power of intention. And the question is, can intention bring everything into the light and overcome the light of darkness? And I've got a couple of applications to talk to you about. So that's kind of the setup for the question.
Okay.
And particularly you and Ron have talked about a lot of modalities that have been used over the years that we thought were good, so new age things, example being Reiki or other modalities, are actually from the light of darkness. But many practitioners have been using these modalities, have had the highest intention for people to receive that or to be healed, or they've had an intention. What's the ability for intention to overcome the darkness is the question.
Thank you. Great question. Oh, beautifully done. It's a privilege to get to talk to you. Very high quality individual you are. Thank you so much. Not to say anybody else is less quality. Do you mind if I ask you a question?
That's right.
Define intention.
So, and here is where I think maybe it splits or extinguishes. So is the intention because it's coming from the mind and therefore it's mind energy as opposed to finding a resonance in the heart first? Is that what the distinction might be?
Yeah. Thank you so much for examining this. Okay. So when we look at vocabulary, let's break it down. My great friends, that are gone now on Gaia TV and et cetera. They just destroy them. We started studying black magic, how it works. And so not to say that this is a dark question, I'm going to show you how linguistically it can be compromised. Intention. Intent shones. Shown, tent, in. So the word intention is trying to get into your intentions. Does that make sense? So when we play, right? Okay. So shown. So if you turn words around a little bit, you'll see how the black magic works. And you all, if you've been following me, you'll know my great friend who taught us this and how the Bible was, I'm not going to say his name today, but you'll know who that is. So our true intentions come from inspiration. And so that's why the mind, creating an intention through the mind, does not work here. I'll say it 100 times. If you try an intent to do something, nothing is going to happen except chaos. But if you get excited about your heart center's desire to go jump in the lake and swim, because you can't wait to get there, is the best I can do. That makes sense?
So applying that to the example, like people who've been using modalities thinking that they're coming from the light, you can't overcome it through a mind intention.
I haven't seen it yet. Meditating at a date. I don't know anyone that can master it. You know, then that's why I take pot shots at Stuart Swerdlow, who is very dear to me and very powerful. And we played in the programs over and over again. You can translate through the mind, but you can't control through the mind. You're just never going to, you're going to end up with the same results is where we're at right now. That could change. But for right now, they're not symbiotic. The heart center and the mind cannot communicate right now based on the 99% of the humans here. Unfortunately, I'm one of those that does not apply to. That's what I'm trying and doing my best to teach is we can break free of this, but we got to quit using the mind. I hope that helps.
So another example then, when we look at people that have been standing up over the last couple of years, so patriots and other groups, leading people, they may not have everything right all the time. They might make mistakes along the way. But if overriding their intention, shown through their actions, deeds, words, those sorts of things, is for the good, then is that something that we can look at in terms of their intention and that's the underlying message that comes through them?
Can you say it a little shorter and sweeter and make sure I understand?
So if we look at a person's overall intention through their words, actions, and deeds.
Ooh. That would be based on the past now, wouldn't it?
Very true. Very true.
So where's the past?
In the past.
Well, so who cares?
Gone.
So I'm trying to tell everybody, who gives a fuck about anything? It's already gone. I mean, so the reason I use swear words is I can be absolutely incredibly obvious that I don't care what we're saying because it's already gone, isn't it?
Yes, and so that was the other example of intention was with language. So, you know, if all English language is corrupted and we're all basically swearing anyway.
Yes.
Then there's no real need to be, like, while it's good to change some words out, there's no need to be pedantic about every single instance of it because it really comes from, and I was thinking intention, but really the resonance of what you mean when you say it.
Can I hold you there? So four birds landed on the table I'm sitting at. And they're singing to us and they're listening to us right now. And that's what you just heard. Now they're quiet. Listen, listen. I'm at a picnic bench. We have five birds now on top of my iPad right now. You guys done?
I'm loving them.
Pretty interesting, isn't it? So that's the power of intention. That's the answer they would like to give you.
Thank you.
I hope I answered your question. Thank you so much. I'll go on to the next caller, BBS Radio. Thank you so much. Not kidding, five birds are sitting on my iPad. And that's the way it works. When you use your heart center, everything starts coming to you. Like they understand what I'm doing right now. And they're just birds. They're just simple birds in nature. I'm at a local park where I'm close to, and they just want to participate with you. They know that my energetics are doing its best to reach you. And they recognize what I'm doing because I'm in my heart center. So the birds are like, well, let's help. He's doing his best to get some transmissions from the higher dimensions. Let's help him. And those birds came and sat right on my iPad. Thank you so much, you guys, so much. And I got to keep moving through the call so I can be of service to you. Thank you so much. That was Fiona, Richard, Heidi. I don't know where I'm at, BBS. Am I up to Richard now from California? Wants to know how you conscious of the unconscious. What, Richard? What kind of crazy question is this?
No, actually, I typed a new list for you because some drop out, some pop in.
Okay.
And it says new list on it, but we just hit
Oh,
Fiona.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Okay, so we'll do Susan from New York online, whatever, about multidimensional experiences coming into this reality. Susan, these are like wild questions, man. You must be a crazy person. Susan, what are you doing? 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 I know you. You call me now. Tell me, what's up?
That's my question, is what the heck happened? And
what the hell's going on here? What the hell? This is my horse is a northbound horse going south. What the hell are we doing? See, I'm proving personalities are not. I'm proving personalities are not us. That's what I love doing. Okay, so I get to be this personality. All right, I'm Yosemite Sam, and we are okay. Narrow me down, can you? This is a great question.
Yeah.
This is great. So narrow me down. What do you want to do here?
Okay. I have so much energy running through me right now. Thank you. I have felt horsepower from
you
over the past few weeks. And observing, living from my heart center, from what you were just describing with Fiona. And, I mean, it's just incredible things. It's like a whole other existence. And then this multidimensional experience happened, so it's personal, so please stop me if I should not share it. It's not too detailed, but the other night, I'm sleeping. I'm deep asleep. I have sheet and two covers up to my neck, and then I become aware I'm in my body. And I understand what you mean without deliberation. Without deliberation, and my eyes are closed, I see this bright flash of light out my window. Without deliberation, I am on my feet in a ninja kind of position, and I say out loud, is that my ship? And then I just stand there, realizing I just demonstrated a superhero movement, and I was totally aware I was not dreaming. I turned off my fan, I looked out the window, and it was raining, and I was just, what the heck was that? And I'm asking you, could you share anything with me?
Yeah, I will. Thank you for that. That's a great question. The mermaid has joined us. She likes to be on mute, though. But she might participate. You never know where the mermaid might pop in. How about you narrow me down a little bit on what is your you got to refine your definitions for me, because they don't really make a lot of sense yet. You're close, but what do you mean by ship? What does that mean to you?
A vessel is how I took it to mean.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I have the answer.
It came out of my mouth. I didn't. Go ahead.
I have the answers for you, but I don't want to impose my understanding into you until you know it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So if I tell people what they are, where they are, and how they are, is a reduction of your capability. So your self-realization is all about you and whatever you want to be and wherever you came from, because it's endless story there. Now say it again, and I feel I can be of service to you.
Okay, do you mean to repeat what I said?
Yeah, let's just keep working on it. Forgive me. Just like make it a little shorter and sweeter. It's make it less glamorous. How about that?
Okay. I had an experience of being aware of my Suzanne self. And there's another awareness of me doing something else. And they seem to have met in my Suzanne awareness.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Okay. So they agree. Go ahead. See how it works.
Yes.
Pretty cool, huh? Pretty cool.
Yes. Yes. I think so.
Listen. Just listen. So they know we're here. And that's all you need to know. Don't have to put a bunch of tricks and humps and hurdles in your way. You're here, all right? Don't worry about the other stuff, okay? How you got here is not important. Know that you're here. That's it. You're here. Let's enjoy it. Let's enjoy here. Is that okay?
Yes.
All right. Did I answer your question?
You did, and can you tell Mermaid one thing? The other day, I was very excited to go walk on the beach earlier than usual. So I just went to the beach because I was so excited. And literally, as I walked on the beach, I'm not kidding you, I live on the East Coast in the north, literally 50 to 100 dolphins came streaming across in
Well, maybe you'd like to talk to the mermaid. Say something to the mermaid. Say hello.
Hello.
Hi, mermaid.
I love hearing you. This is so beautiful. Wow. We're out in nature and all these birds like just came and sat on the table and started nodding and singing as you were talking, as you could probably hear. But it's like nature definitely likes you. And the dolphins too. Oh, how beautiful. So magical to get the signs and reassurance.
It's so beautiful. And there was another day, there was a sea lion on the beach and looked like he was struggling. So I commanded and I called to you and Q if you could help, or the creation light ship. And I continued walking and feeling sad because I didn't know what to do. But I came back and sat at a distance and did my commands again for my spirit, for you both, and the creation light ship. And I got up to walk back, and then there the seal was, like rolling around, full of life and spirit. And it's just incredible. I just cannot thank you Both.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, we're working really hard to get a sanctuary on the ocean for all of us so that you can meet and greet both Mermaid and I when we're all inspired. Thank you for your question. Did we satisfy your question?
You did. Thank you so dearly.
My love to
I
you.
Love you,
my
love love you both.
Love to you too. Bye.
What a beautiful
you, so
what do you think? What do you think? I sang the same. Thank you for showing up. Beautiful to see you. My little mermaid pup. All right, the new list. We got Suzanne. Wow. Multidimensional experiences coming into this reality. Well, that's a true story. Let me make sure I get my headset on to make sure you guys can hear me because I get a little long-winded. I think we're going to move on to Heidi from God, that better be Wisconsin. Question about the water to help healing issues. Healing issues, water. What's your question, Heidi? What is your question?
Heidi, you around? Heidi. I think she's hiding, so we're going to have to hang up on her.
Heidi is hiding, so yeah. We will not do hiding with Heidi. All right, let's move on down the line. Thank you, Heidi, for calling in. Forgive us. We at times do get distractions. Turns out I'm a little popular. Got a stuffed animal with me today. I don't know what it's from, but it was here. Bizarre. Okay, Sarah from Oklahoma. I'm doing the Australian version because I live with an Australian. Sarah from Oklahoma. It's really pronounced Sarah. Thank you. From Oklahoma, wants questions about light body and 5D Earth. Questions about light body and 5D. Sarah, are you there?
Yes, I am. Sarah's. Hi, Q.
Thank you for your question.
Hello?
Beautiful question. Please, let's dig into this.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm also noticing that along with getting a lot of attention with birds, as I know you do, children are fascinated by, I believe, people who enjoy being with them. It just seems to be getting a lot of attention that way. I do anyway. I do have my question for the between the 3D and the 5D Earth. When that transition happens, are we going to be like you? In other words, will we also have the light body, and are there different ascension symptoms that go along with that? As I feel like I just got attacked not right before you answered with a great big huge ringing in the ear. But will there be other different kinds of symptoms that allow us to go from the carbon body to the crystalline body?
Okay, so a great question. Hang on just a second here. Okay, so physicality is the least of your concerns. So what your woo-woo clubhouses have done to you is convinced you that you are you're something when you could be unlimited everything. So start there, and it gets a little easier, is my opinion. If you believe you're something and you're really devoted to being something, that is your power. So it's a very tricky conversation now, isn't it? Or am I talking to myself?
Yes.
Am I talking to myself?
No. Okay. Hello, hello. Hello,
I'm
sorry.
I'm here.
What I'm trying to understand is will we all transition together, or will we do? What I'm trying to understand is, will we maybe do what you're doing? In other words, go back and forth to help the rest of the Earth? Do we all transition together to 5D? I guess that's really more my question.
Okay, thank you for that question. So if you put limitations on the dimensions, you're already put limitations. That's not you. So why do you call a dimension a number? That's all alien technology, isn't it?
Yes, so we can go anywhere.
Numerology is created by somebody else, correct? So you can't actually say, I'm going to be a fifth-dimensional being. Now, don't put limitations on dimensions. It's your choice what you want to be. So if you're going to create all these steps, one day I'm going to be fourth-dimensional. One day I'm going to be fifth-dimensional. I cannot wait to be an eighth-dimensional being. Okay, that's absolutely mind-control bullshit. It's all bullshit. All right. So once you realize your choices and are from your inspiration and excitement of where you want to go and experience life, that's what you basically asked me. Where can I go next? What do I want to do next? Well, my suggestion is you're here. Why don't you bring the highest frequency possible here? I hope that helps.
It does.
Do you have a word? Do you have a word, Mermaid?
I was just going to say hello. I was just going to say...
Hi.
Hello. That it's not... So it's not so much everybody changing at the same time. It's an individual process, and then you would be creating your own so-called 5D. So it's not so much... I think... I don't know if that's the question, but I know everyone perceives the information really differently, and there's been so much confusion in this direction with the... As Q calls it, the woo-woo club, but all the woo-woo, you know, YouTubers and everything, it gets confusing. And there's a lot of truth to it too. But I think you would create your own fifth dimensional reality. So when you go to your happy place on your own and you're just flying high, that's you in that higher dimension. So it's not so much about the collective all doing it together to create it. It's you creating it. Because many won't, like, so we're not waiting for everyone to catch up. But many people here won't do that. They're going to stay in this reality. We talk about this a lot because it's really hard for our human minds to conceive these concepts. Can you expand on that, Q? Like, we're not waiting for the others to catch up. We're just doing it individually, and then we all, You expand on that for me. But the question was headed anyway, like, are we waiting? Are we all going to do it together? Or
I don't need to expand on that. She's, as you can see, she is brilliant. And that's the luxury we maybe have is when we come in and out of here, we're watching you do it incrementally because we're all one and now we get to be an individuality. So I can't expand on her beautiful words. Any other questions?
Oh no, that's perfect. I was trying to understand what the concept of when you feel like when Mermaid is on the first floor, she's at a certain dimension, and when you're upstairs, you're at a higher dimension. Now, whatever that means, like you say. And I guess that's where I was confused on you're able to pop back and forth to where the mermaid and where we are, but we can't do that yet, from what I understand, until we ascend. Is that correct?
Incorrect. Everybody.
Incorrect. Okay.
The alarm is, okay, take real care here. You don't, most of this transmission, you don't know if it's being bludgeoned. You don't know if someone's going to screw with this transmission to you right now. So be very careful that some of the things I say could be different words when you hear them from your machine. Can never doubt that your machines can screw with you each and every time I talk on this radio. You got one internet, and here we are. You got one phone line.
Yep.
The whole world. Here's the interpretation. I'm creating a dimension downstairs. She's creating a dimension upstairs. They're not higher. They're not lower. They're our own creative force. That's what you are capable of doing. Everyone's making their own dimension. You're making a universe just by walking to the mailbox. Never forget it.
So when
thank
you're
you.
Creating,
now that makes sense.
When you're creating through your heart, which is just that excitement within, and you're doing exactly what you want and moving forward in the direction you really want and it excites you, that's you in the higher dimension. And then you'll watch the synchronicity will all be perfect and it'll flow easily because you're at a higher dimension simply because you're living through your true self, your heart, your spirit. So I don't know if that helps. I just thought I'd chime in again.
Yes, it did. Thank you both. Now, I was very clumsy in trying to explain what I was experiencing it, but we got there. And I understand. I hope everybody else who was frustrated with trying to understand the whole conception. It makes absolute perfect sense. So thank you both. Thank you, Mermaid. Thank you, Q. This is exciting. I can't wait. And I'm ready to listen to your birds. I have some great birds here, too.
You're welcome. It is really hard with these words. I find it really hard. There's so much information I have, and I find it really difficult to communicate it. Q's really good at it. I find it very hard myself because there's just so much and the words are so limiting. But, yeah, I think you got it. So, day or night, wherever you are.
Thank you for such a beautiful call. That was an astounding heavy lifters today. Okay, so that was Sarah. I'm supposed to say Sarah.
No, you're confusing the whole thing.
Okay, fine. All right, fine. Fiona, I think I'm going to have to pass over you because you already had a call, so we can get to Sheila. Fiona, forgive me. I love you. You're from Australia. And
you would think, wouldn't you? Oh, you would think. You got me. Gee whiz. I've been to Australia a few times, and it was a tough go having this name.
I bet. What you got?
This is right on the heels of the last call. I just feel so lucky to have you both here right now. My question was, will there be a lower and higher frequency planet Earth?
Great question. We talk about these topics a lot, don't we? And again, I find it so hard with this language to talk about, but take the mic, Q.
All right, so the first thing I would remind everybody, let me get my mic back in. The first thing I'd remind, we've done this a lot. Even though you don't have your memories back, we have come into a planetary system that is an A, B, C, or D. You know, if you want to grade it, you can. Planet Earth, this is a pretty tough place as far as the dark's concerned, as the Jupiter plane flies over. But it's pretty much a five. You know, we've done a lot worse than this, and been very, very successful. So I don't want to be Debbie Downer on a lot of these topics, but we'd still have a lot of work to do, a lot of kicking, and that is being at peace. And so when I start looking at your definitions, they don't really work for me from our point of view, but we like the start of the definitions, and we're not sure how to coach and teach you until you teach us. So the only way we can make the transition, as I explained many times, that I'm the transition specialist, we don't necessarily understand what it's like to be here except through your eyes. So if you could expand on your question, I'd really love that.
Okay. So I'll just carry on with... So I had a call with you last summer, and so I was going to be in the communication group, and then I got, I had like the most awesome project come through me, which I haven't submitted yet, but it's a screenplay, so I'm super excited about it. But in this manuscript that I had written before, I just, it has a way of coaching me, like through my writing. And so then, you know how you talked about getting through the visqueen, like through that layer?
Yes, go ahead.
I feel like I am, okay, so that is like right where I'm at right now. And there's just, I get attacked all the time, and I'm just like, I am like destroying things left, right, and center, and that's just, I mean, I'll do what I have to do. So, yeah, I'm not sure what more to say other than other people, I'm like, okay, you guys do what you do, I'm just like, I'm just all about ascension. It's not a conversation I have with many people. Even my husband, he who is more awake than most, he's always like questioning, how do you know that's true? And it's like, well, you know when you know. So then I thought, well, you know, how is this really working? And the mermaid, then I listened to another call. It made total sense about that, you know, you're creating your own experience. But now I just feel like I'm babbling.
was it to do with, forgive me if I'm misinterpreting it, but was it to do with two Earths in a way, like there's going to be a lower frequency Earth and the people ascending are on a higher frequency Earth, so to speak? Because this isn't really, this is spoken about a lot and there's so many ways to interpret it. Like there's this beautiful artwork, if you can look it up online, by Eve Featherstone. Is it Sea of Joy? Is that that was the, so it's called the Sea of Joy, the artwork, and she does these amazing geometrical kind of paintings, and that was to show the transitioning of was that the Orion's ascension? But it's the same that's going to happen here. It's just, it's an ascension artwork, and just looking at it will give you many light codes and information and stuff. So it's really beautiful, but it's showing the transition of the sort of old Earth into a new Earth. There's just so many, I don't want to misdirect anyone with interpretations.
No, you're totally, I feel like that's totally on track. So when my God source or my pages, my spirit, whatever you want to call it, talks to me, and I'll get insights, especially first thing in the morning, and it's, they said, call in with this question today. Mm. And I had other questions, they said, just call in with this one question.
Well, it's a beautiful question. So how do you look at that, Q? Like when there's people that aren't really going to ascend, that are choosing to stay in a lower timeline of control and government and whatever, and then there's the rest of us that aren't. Do you see everybody coexisting together, or does everybody just naturally sort of make their own worlds? How do you look at it?
Yeah, so it should be getting more obvious all the time. Is what is it you want to do? Where's your inspiration? So you're going to get there more and more and more and more and can leave. So that's the best I can do to explain to you that the darkness on this planet is so well dissolved now. Not to say it's not here, but it's now up to you if you want to participate with it. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, like I'm just so not participating with it. I only do everything that I feel inspired to that moment, that day. And that's what happened when I wrote the screenplay. I wouldn't write anything until I had that familiar feeling that the story would come through me in the way that the story was meant to be written, not how my mind wanted certain characters to be or anything. And so that is, I've just had that insight that that's how you live your life. You just don't even do anything until you have that clarity and knowing of what you want to do. I could have, and that's why I don't even agree to, or make plans with people, like even the day before, because I just want to know how I feel that day.
That's so perfect. That's how we live, too. That's so beautiful.
Yeah, and the synchronicity will compliment you. I guarantee you, the synchronicity will compliment you. I could talk to you all day long. You're my peeps.
Yeah, definitely.
And we're so happy we got this call.
Thank you.
I just, this is like just, it's a miracle day, which is like, should be every day.
It is every day.
And it obviously is. Thank you so much.
You're definitely on the right track. So it's just so exciting to hear how advanced everybody is. It's so great to hear. Love it.
My love to you. Thank you for the call. I forgive us for moving on to a few other folks. You're beautiful. Thank you so
much. Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right. Well, we better hurry up before I sing another song and destroy everybody's day. I think we're moving on to, I don't know, BBS, you help me. I don't know where I'm at. Did I go past Sheila from BC? Or am I Margie from Costa Rica? Wants to know more about identity. Margie from Costa Rica is on line four, I think.
Right, Margie's gone.
Identity.
Yep. So
Margie's
we're gonna,
gone. All right.
We do have.
We got Heidi again.
We have Heidi again.
Let's do it. Let's
you
do it.
You got it.
Hello.
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 What's
how
your
is,
name?
How is my friend? It is Heidi. Hi, Q. Heidi.
Heidi. Hi. To you.
Hello.
Mermaid, say hi.
Hello.
Hi, Mermaid. How are you both today?
Great, thank you.
Wonderful. I'm so just grateful that I'm on talking to you both because I have so much love that I've felt back and forth with you guys, and I'm just happy that I'm here. So there you go. I do have a question. I have been working on my project, part of it, quite a few different things, but it's about water. And I know where we talked a bit earlier about water and putting our water through the vortex. And when you tell us to take a shower, you say to do a vortex around us and continue the water to heal our bodies. Is there anything else we can do with that? Is my first part. Help us.
Yeah, great question. Great question. So just consider yourself a mammal. You're a water being. That's all you are. You're 70, 80, depending on your day, 80% water. Okay, so the reason I'm promoting spiraling your water because it helps it energize and get recalibrated and reconfigured neutrally. And water has memory, as you've heard me say a million times. The reason I'm promoting that process, I promote very few technologies in the universe. Nanosoma would be an example, and vortices of water. The reason I'm promoting it is because there's so much contamination of water. Ideally, you would drink water from a spring that came from the earth. It's designed to filter water, make sure it's recalibrated, reconfigured. So if you don't have your own well and you're not on spring water, then this is one opportunity to recalibrate and reconfigure it as if the planet did. That's why I say those things. And those are even incomplete. Next question, please.
I do go get spring water once a month. There's a spring, luckily, near me, and I utilize that. So very lucky there. Now, when we do the healing with the water counterclockwise, if we're standing in the shower, do we want it counterclockwise if we're going to our left and then around to our right? Is that the direction?
Right. So one of the clearing works you can use endlessly, I think there's a component in creation lightship. What you do is so the head of the faucet of the shower comes down the top of your head. Envision the water going counterclockwise, left to right down the head. So the head, let's make the top of the head the clock. Make it go straight through you counterclockwise and cleanse you all the way to your toes. So the water will purify you straight through the brain, straight through the spine, straight through all of your DNA. That is one way to get more of your capabilities, enlightenment, if you like, more of your knowledge back. So you just keep spinning it, and then if you do a command with it, it's really strong. So it's, for most people, it takes a pattern recognition for most humans. So here, so you can make it a ceremony. So on Mondays, I do my water clearing day as an example. I command my spirit to be cleansed and freed of anything inhibiting me. Or I command my spirit to remove anything in me that's not me while the water is spiraling through your body. And I guarantee you'll get results. That's the best way to heal too. So I command my spirit to heal and balance me now while the water is spiraling through the top of your head all the way through your body. Does that make sense?
Yes, it completely does. Thank you.
You can use it for any issues at all. I'm looking for more knowledge, give answers. How do I work out this problem? Things like that. The water will help you if you use those type of commands.
That's wonderful. I was going to talk about my project a little bit, but we're short on time. But I was wondering if you could do, I have friends that are having seeming health issues that, can we do a healing command for, like a general group healing command for any of our listeners or anybody that may need it?
I can, but you should be doing it, not me.
I'll do more.
What is it you need help with? Tell me what the help you need.
Okay. I personally, I say I have issues with, I hate to say issues, seeming issues with my legs and my knees and my hip.
Okay, hang on. You said a group of people. Now it's about you.
It's about me and it's about friends. So that was like the start of it. Okay.
How about you summarize it. Remember, I go big or nothing. Summarize it, please.
Okay, let's healing anyone that has in their mind, body, spirit, any issues that their physical being is hurting, where they do not know their perfection, that they find themselves in perfection now.
Okay, very good. Let's do it. Okay, repeat after me.
I command our spirits.
To increase our capabilities now.
To increase our capabilities now.
I command our spirits.
I command our spirits.
To heal and balance our bodies now.
To heal and balance our bodies now.
I command our spirits.
I command our spirits.
To give us all of us now.
To give us all of us now.
Count after me. Five.
Five.
Four.
Four.
Three.
Three.
Two.
Two.
One.
One.
Now.
Now. Thank you.
Go ahead and let the emotions come out. It's okay. Just let them free. Be free with the emotions.
Crying and laughing at the same time. Thank you.
Thank you for teaching and coaching us at the same time.
Thank you, everyone. I love you all.
Beautiful, beautiful day to you. Thank you. Please keep pulling on us. Keep calling. Keep submitting. We love you very much. And moving on. Oh my gosh, we're out of time already. And the mermaid didn't even get to sing. We're going to get the mermaid to sing because, believe it or not, Sinead O'Connor's in the house. What is your favorite Sinead O'Connor song, by the way? What is your favorite song?
Oh gosh, nothing compares to you, my darling. No.
That is
a good one, though. That is a good one. You've already asked me this. There's so many.
But we're on the radio. We're entertainers, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Emperor Has No Clothes?
Yeah.
That one's up there.
Yeah, it's a great one. Yeah. Troy is powerful and there's just too many.
I can't.
There's just too many. Jerusalem, I like. I like to drink before the war is good. Actually, the words for drink before the war is very good.
Okay, it's we got to go. Okay, we got to go, hot shot. No, BBS is on me.
I'm going to sing now.
No, we're not. You are?
No, I was kidding.
Love you, BBS. Thanks for your patience. Beautiful, beautifulness to all. We'll see you next week. I love you, love you, love you. Keep submitting. Good day. Thank you.